Welcome back to the Knoxville Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA Cable S. Being joined right now by head coach of Melchior Dallas Boys Track and Field, Mike Horseman. Chase Wetterling making it in two events to the state track and field meet next week after their state qualifying meet on Thursday at Martinsdale St. Mary's. Coach, glad you were able to make it on the program with us and talk about Thursday's festivities. You got one guy to state. You know, Chase was there a year ago. Very impressive. He's going to have a kind of a swan song for his senior year now. And even with the conditions, he still looked like he raced very well and put up some pretty good times.
All right. He did, I thought, you know, performed pretty well in both races. He's gotten a lot stronger in the 100 this year, so we focused on the 100 and the 200. He did not compete in the 400, which he made state last year. But, you know, he's a stronger runner. He's out striding a lot of guys that are he's racing against in the 200. He does real well in the corner on it, the one corner. You know, I was real pleased with his results. I think he was satisfied overall with the times he got, just based on the conditions we had to run in.
You had some other, you know, pretty impressive performance. Of course, Waylon Balk was up there in the high jump as far as contending for a state spot is concerned. Overall, your Saints, what would you say, how would you grade how the Saints as a team did on Thursday?
Pretty well. I mean, the two guys all year have been getting us, Chase gets us 20 points every track meet, almost every track meet, I'd say. Waylon has won the high jump probably, we did 12 track meets. I think he's won it outright, 9 out of those 12 track meets. He's jumped 6 foot quite a few times. So, I was real pleased with the effort that we had in, you know, small track team that we do have. You know, they get some points, and for just a couple guys, they you know, some nights they'll get 40 points. Some nights they'll get, you know, mid-30s.
Again, we're talking with Mike Horseman, head coach of Melchior Dallas Boys Track and Field here on our Knoxville Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KRLS. Chase winning the 100, and then he was second place in what has been described as one of the most competitive 200-meter dashes in a state qualifying meet, around this area at least. Talk about what you were kind of watching in that 200-meter dash. You know, Chase right there with Kirk Wicks from Pleasantville, Zeb Adrian as well from Pleasantville. There's just a cluster at the top, at the front of that pack, that any one of those guys could have easily ended up getting that automatic berth.
Right. They have two really good runners from Pleasantville. The kid from Wayne is pretty good, the Kiefer kid. So coming out of the corner, you could tell there's two runners that kind of emerged out of that corner. But for the most part, it was all, you know, probably six guys out coming out of that corner dead even. So you could tell the kind of the endurance of coming out of that, and probably who's going to outstride each other at the end, who's got the most abilities to finish. It was pretty close. I thought it was going to be under 23 for both guys, but it was hovering right around the 23 mark. Chase had a longer stride, but, you know, like I said, the Wicks kid from Pleasantville just out-muscled him at the end.
Well, you have a Chase making it to two events, and he'll be concentrating on trying to maybe shore some things up, find a way to knock a couple hundredths, a couple tenths of a second off these shorter distance races here, Coach. What can you do in these next 3-4 days to help him do that?
We'll put him up against Waylon in the 100 because he used to run that, and that'll give him some competition just in practice. But the big thing for him in the 100 is getting a good start out of the blocks. So we'll practice on block starts. And then the 200, we'll work the corners again because that's where he kind of makes up the difference, really. He comes out of the corner very well. He's strong coming out of the corner. And just kind of arm placement when he's finishing that straightaway. Sometimes he has a tendency to go a little lower with the arms, just get them up a little higher, and then just outstriding guys. That's what he's good at.
Well, Coach, you know, you look at the rest of this field in the 100 and the 200. You know, of course, not all meets are finalized. There were a couple that were ran on Friday because of postponements from Thursday's weather, inclement weather. So you look at the rest of the field right now in the 100 and the 200. I mean, where do you see maybe Chase falling in this race? I mean, what is his ceiling? Does he have a ceiling with state track coming up next week?
Yeah, just like last year when he got to state in the 400, that was his best time all year. So I think the competition level is there. I think he gets a little adrenaline. There's a little bit of nerves when he first gets there. but I think it takes over, and I think he competes the best at that track meet just because of all the competition that's there. The guys, he knows the times. He knows what he has to do to beat. He broke the school record last year in the 400, so I expect him to do the same thing in the 200. And he'll get close in the 100, too. Our school record is probably 11.19, and I think he'll pretty much get close to both those just based on who he's running against.
All right, well, Mike, we'll wish you the best of luck now, and we wish Chase the best of luck as well as he heads up to Des Moines and represents Melcher Dallas and the community with a state track meet and a couple events, and hopefully brings home a couple medals on his way up there, maybe even a state championship or two. So thanks for being on the program, Mike, and we'll see you there next week.
All right, thanks for having me, Corey.
That is Mike Horseman, head coach of Melcher Dallas Boys Track. More than Oxville Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner is next on KNIA KRLS.